Let me lay it down like this. I reckon Thomas Sheridan was right when he said I'd probably have a form of benign narcissism, you know, much like Muhammad Ali or Bruce Lee, meaning I believe that I'm great, the best, in fact, not because I'm delusional or egotistical, but because I really am. You know, case in point, that day alone, after only 4 hours sleep the night previous, I did a radio show where I poured out my emotions about the jailing of court watchdog Vince Seymour from kiwisfirst.co.nz. I recorded, edited, and uploaded it to my website. And the United We Strike crew were kind enough to play my interview with Vince I recorded earlier on their website. And while I went to, and that was just while I went to the protest to support Vince, and I used the donated cameras and megaphone to make no less than 10 short videos comprising the bulk of the footage, some of which was donated by a lovely woman named Shannon. Thank you for that, Shannon. With topics ranging from police and judicial corruption to the family court and the destruction of the rule of law in this country. And that's delivered in 100-watt tripod-mounted, wirelessly amplified and recorded sound right into a corrupt Judge Winkleman's home. Complete scumbaggery and a total out-of-control judiciary that gets away with it? Not on my fracking watch. I hooked up one of my listeners, Barry, who is a PA system guru, to do sound for the Fluoride Action Network's two Auckland events this week, out west and in central, which I will also show up and film at. Why? Because Hamilton, who just removed fluoride, Whakatane and Hastings, who also removed it, are now having a referenda for fluoride in the hopes that the dumbed-down general populace will support this madness as opposed to a few councillors reviewing the evidence presented by the dentists and doctors who spoke for the Fluoride Action Network New Zealand. All the more reason to push hard, now more than ever. They're running scared, and I think the brainwashed masses will be dumb enough to get their agenda through for them. Not on my fracking watch. Then Ian R. Crane contacted me about his new lecture about arguably the issue on Earth today, fracking. And so I asked him if I could help promote it by downloading it from YouTube and upload it to my channel. It was an honour to help such a respected researcher get access to the subscriber base that I've built up over the years. You know? Oil companies trying to commit genocide? Not on my fracking watch. I also stayed up to edit the video from my Friday show with Paul Waddell, who's one of only three people in the whole country that's qualified to test for EMF and EMR radiation sources. An incredibly lovely guy with a depth of knowledge on the subject without parallel. And with two camera angles, awesome slides on the giant TV behind us, incidentally the source of 90% of the radiation in my office during showtime, this 90-minute virtual documentary was cut together in 4.5 hours, and in my opinion is the finest show I've ever done, with the quality of video, audio, visuals, and info to rival any TV news program in the world for watchability. And I know for a fact that this information will save lives. Anyone want their kids developing allergies, ADHD symptoms, and like all adults going sterile and getting cancer? Not on my fracking watch. Now, as a filmmaker, radio talk host with a number of abilities, I'm able to help these decent, honourable, diligent, intelligent, admirable people in a real, meaningful way without them paying me a dime because they couldn't afford it anyway. And those who sacrifice of themselves so that my nation, my people, and the world itself might be free, healthy, and independent, should they be left to fade silently into the night because nobody stood up for them? Not on my fracking watch. It was like 5:30 in the morning while I was typing this out. And I think it was about 8 o'clock in the morning by the time I finished it. I accomplished more in a day than most filmmakers do in a year, and then some. Why? Because I've got the ability to help others. If one has the ability, then one has a responsibility. But most important of all, I'm done letting people down. Over the last week, I've seen my activist friends jailed, shot at, set up, bankrupted, evicted, sabotaged, demonized, insulted, and defamed. Witness people give them abuse, doubt, ridicule, and cruelty. Well, you guessed it. Not on my fracking watch. Well, you never guess the next part of this egotistical rant. Everything I achieved just in that one day, and every day, is the direct result of the good things others have done for me. The donations, subscriptions, equipment, my rent, food, water, even the very clothes on my back. All of this has been given to me by those who recognize that indeed, I am a fracking legend. I am a good man, and I am worth investing in. Your faith is well placed, and I trust your judgment. So if I ever, and I mean ever, get egotistical and it's not an accurate reflection of my ability to help others in their time of need, please pull me up on it. Tell me I've gone overboard. I'll listen, I'll learn, and I will improve myself so that I might better serve humanity and stay on target. I love you also very much for the massive level of support you've collectively and individually shown me. Keep it coming. I give you my word. I won't let you down. Go to the VinnieEastwoodShow.com, ladies and gentlemen, and donate today. Set up a subscription, $5 a month, right into the bank account. And if you can't figure that one out, use the PayPal with your credit card, okay? I'm very much worth it. I'm just trying to help people, and I actually am succeeding in doing it. And I have a level of dedication that is very hard to find. Thank you.